earth, these words outline our work. This scripture is to be received by our people as a message for today. The glad tidings of salvation are to be carried to those who have not heard them. A message for today, Isaiah chapter 11. It's time when the vexing of Ephraim and Judah is to depart. It's time when unity is to come into the work. And notice who is going to be gathered into this unified experience. It's the outcasts of Israel that the Lord gathers. And through them, he's going to gather others that have not known this truth as the ensign of the Sabbath is lifted up to the world. And that's the issue that he draws people out of modern Babylon with. In our next passage is from Signs of the Times, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 378. The prophet heard the voice of God calling his church to her appointed work, that the way might be prepared for the ushering in of his everlasting kingdom. The message was unmistakably plain. Arise and shine, for thy light has come. Gideon's pulling out of the passage here. Gideon's illustration was light. It was when the clay pitcher is broken, the light arrives. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. This is speaking of the ensign. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I have smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy upon thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day and night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. These prophecies of a great spiritual awakening in the time of gross darkness are today meeting fulfillment in the advancing lines of mission stations that are reaching out into the benighted regions of earth. The group of missionaries in heathen lands have been likened by the prophet to ensigns set up for the guidance of those who are looking for the light of truth. In that